What is going on, South Carolina? It's in all the ships at sea. I just looked up and saw Quack yelling somehow. Yeah, that's interesting. You can get in if you want early, 654-7627. We have lots to get to. That's good, Andy. That is a nice play, Andy. You know, speaking of futures plays, I have had this thought today. You Braves fans are not going to like this thought, but can you imagine how much money you could have made before the season if you had invested $100 in the fact that on the 7th of August, 2025, John Heidt's Pittsburgh Pirates would have a record 2 games better than the Atlanta Braves? I mean, what would you have won? $1 million? What were the odds on that? They would have been astronomical. What would $100 have won before the season on that? I mean, the Braves are like 2 games out of last place. And they're 2 games. I mean, they're just, this is hard to believe, honestly. And obviously, this team is better than this. This team's had lots of injuries, but they also just haven't played well. I mean, the injuries have conspired to bring this team down, but it's been more than that. I mean, that's just my idle thought. I mean, it's unthinkable. Like, if you told me that before the year, that on August 7th, the Pittsburgh Pirates would have a record 2 games better than the Braves, it would have been impossible. I said this to John Heidt. He said, yeah, I would have thought my Braves were going to the playoffs then. Right. Or his Pirates were going to the playoffs then. Right. If I had told you that, you would have thought, well, the Pirates must have had a great year. Right? The Pirates in the crappy Central must have had a great year. No. No. They suck. The Braves just suck worse. You know, it's hard to believe. And, of course, this is the first year we've carried them. You know, had to be us. This is going to be a one-off year. And next year the Braves will win, you know, 90-whatever, and they'll be back to contending. But it's just, it's impossible to consider. It's like, doesn't it compute? How on earth can the Pittsburgh Pirates in early August have a better record than the Braves? I don't know. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Opening day win totals for the Braves.
It was like 94 or something.
93.5.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, 77.5, if you can believe that.
I'm shocked that Pittsburgh was that high.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little surprised that Pittsburgh was that high. So, yeah. I've got all sorts of tweets on what the game Friday night at Louisville is a concern. Yeah, I'm not all that worried about that game. I'm not worried about Miller Moss at quarterback. You can forget that. I don't care about that. What else we have here? You can get in 654-7627. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. I was asked. But left of the dial, you're gonna be wrong. I mean, those are meaningless stats. They're meaningless stats. He's talking about Franklin versus top 10 teams. The head coach of Penn State. Yeah, Penn State sucked when he got there. Those are meaningless stats. And they've had to play Ohio State. They're pretty good. Yeah, and they've been competitive. So again, that's meaningless. Absolutely meaningless. I mean, did you watch last season? Did you watch Penn State play last season? You can believe whatever you want. It's America. Feel free to be wrong, because you are wrong. If you think that Penn State can't win the national title, you're just wrong. I mean, and that was pretty obvious last year they could have won it. And they're going to be better this year. So, yeah. I got another guy who says that. You know, it's amazing how people parrot things about coaches. I mean, yeah, has he made a bonehead mistake or two in the past? Yeah, but so has everybody else. So does everybody else. And it's part of growing up. Look, explain this to me, okay? When was the last time Penn State's been this good? How'd they get there if Franklin's an idiot? Just reel me that, will you? Explain to me when the last time Penn State was this good as they've been the last 2 years, last year and this year. It's been a long, long time. That's the answer. Long, long time since they were this nationally relevant. They didn't get there. It wasn't the Tooth Fairy that got them there. It was Franklin. So, Anthony on Clemson is worried, can we stop the run? Can we punt? Of course we can stop the run. Punt, I don't know. I don't think Clemson's going to be punting very often. So I'm not going to sweat whether I'm not going to sweat Clemson's punt game right now. I might sweat that if we actually get to Clemson Penn State. I might sweat it then, but I'm not going to sweat it right now. I'm not worried about it. I just think that they're sort of obvious. Now, I've had multiple people today ask me about the win total plays that we gave out. The degenerates are clamoring for them. With the football season about to start, I thought we should touch on that. I know we've gone over this once or twice, but we are getting closer and closer. And the degenerates on Twitter today were clamoring for my total plays. So I have them here. And because the degenerates posted it, so I probably wouldn't have been able to find it. But the degenerates have posted them themselves looking for them on my Twitter feed today. So we'll go through that. We're going to talk a lot of college football this afternoon. In fact, it's going to be primarily college football. I have a number of things on that front I want to get to, including the alleged freaks of college football. Bruce Feldman every year puts out a freak list. We are going to examine that list today and see whether how many of these guys really qualify as freaks. This list started with 10. Feldman has now done my thing. He's morphed to 101. This list keeps expanding. You know, I mean, you expand it far enough, you can't really be wrong, right? I mean, if you include everybody in college football, we're up to a 101 most explosive players in college football on Feldman's list. There's a little Clemson flavor. There's some certainly some Penn State flavor. We're going to talk about this. You know what there really is, Will? Feldman has managed to include basically the entire Alabama offensive line. Which is really special stuff since they couldn't block anybody last year. I mean, I don't know. I mean, are they freak athletes? I don't know. Proctor's a freak athlete at his size. Parker Brailsford, the offensive center that they brought with him from Washington, boy, they love to inflate what he did and everything else. And, you know, and he's a super athlete and all this stuff. You know, what's the thing, Will, that they leave out with Parker?
Performance on the field.
Well, one of the things they leave out is that he's a little dude. I mean, he's 290 pounds playing major college football center at Alabama. That's a little dude. And look, he's pretty good, but listen, there are times, let me put it this way, okay? If you're out there driving what do they call those? Mercedes smart car? Is that what they call those things? That little thing that looks like you could flip it yourself? That's what they call it, right?
Little box.
Yeah, little thing. That thing. If you're out there driving that thing, I'm guessing, since it's a Mercedes, probably comes with equipped with every airbag under the sun. I'm certain. It's probably passed all the safety tests and everything else. However, if you're out driving that thing and you collide with a original Humvee, that little Mercedes could be squashed like a friggin' bug. It doesn't matter how many safety precautions Mercedes has employed, and I'm sure they have. Probably better than anybody else in the industry. But it won't matter because there's a basic law of physics on the road, and that's the biggest, heaviest vehicle always wins. When you collide with somebody who's bigger and heavier than you, you are going to be the one who gets squashed. That's the thing with Parker. See, he's a pretty good player. He comes with all those airbags. He's still 290 pounds. And if you put Parker up against, for example, Peter Woods, he's going to get his A kicked. So, you know, that's the reality of it. Right, Will's waving goodbye. Exactly. That's the thing. But somehow, despite the fact that Alabama could only rush for 2 yards a carry and rush for 70 total yards against Oklahoma at the end of the season, somehow the entire offensive line are freaks.
Well, maybe he's a freak in the same aspect that Kenny Pickett is a freak for having very, very small hands.
You mean like circus type freak?
Yeah.
He didn't list that, Will, as one of the parameters. So I'm going to assume not. But you could raise a good point. I mean, But I'm going to assume not for the time being. But, yeah, maybe that's it. But, you know, Alabama people are buying it because Parker's already talking about how they're going to win, you know, the Joe Moore Award, despite the fact they rushed for 70 yards against Oklahoma. They're going to win the Joe Moore Award, you know, and they're going to be, you know, one, two, or three, and they're great. And, you know, I got some Alabama people on Twitter telling me, you know, we're going to win the national title. And you know, my only question is, I'm not saying that's impossible. What I'm saying is, what sport? I mean, not football. I mean, you're not winning a national title in football. I mean, maybe there's some other sport that you're good at. It's not football. I mean, football, you're like 7-5 at best. I mean, so you might make a bowl game. I mean, there's that. You'll start out well because the start of the front of that schedule is soft. But, you know, after that, it's going to tumble downhill. You know, again, if your whole offensive line are all freaks and you're going to win the Joe Moore Award, then we'll see. We'll discuss the freakdom. But basically, there are some rules of physics that apply to the offensive line. And you know what? No matter how great you are, even if you're Aaron Donald great, it sometimes applied to him too. In other words, the Rams frequently lined up a 330-pound dude next to Aaron Donald because there was a chance that Aaron Donald could get pushed around. As explosive and disruptive as he was, which was without doubt, it doesn't matter how strong Aaron Donald was. He's a freak of nature. But when a 330-pound man actually can lock on to 285-pound Aaron Donald, guess who's moving? It's not the 340-pound man, right? It's the 285-pound man. Simple physics. That's all it is. And so, you know, there were times that as great as Aaron Donald was, which is why, you know, I can't consider Aaron Donald the greatest defensive tackle ever lived or among the four or five greatest defensive tackles. I think he's really good. I think he's historically great. He's a top 100 player, but he's not Joe Green, you know, and he's not, and he never could be because, you know, Joe Green was a big physical war daddy. And, you know, Aaron Donald, Will, I know you know some of the history of the game. What defensive tackle from the history of the game did Aaron Donald most resemble as a player? And I think this is a pretty close comp from history.
Ooh. You're going to stump me on this one. I'm going to say something just not even close.
It would be Alan Page from the Minnesota Vikings. Okay. Alan Page played at 265 at the time he played. And obviously, Alan Page was a tremendous player. You know, sack totals then were suspect. But Page in 1 year had 23 sacks playing defensive tackle. He was, you know, lightning quick, explosive. By the way, insanely smart, too. He went on to be a federal judge. You don't see many defensive tackles who go on to be federal judges. But Alan Page did. He looked the part, too. He had the dignified judge-type look. He fit the whole bill. Man, you talk about a guy who was universally talented, you know, a man for all seasons, one of the greatest defensive tackles who ever lived, one of the most explosive three techs who ever lived, and went on to be a federal judge. I'm guessing he may be a one of a kind. I mean, I don't know. I have to think about that. I have to think about whether any other defensive tackles ever went on to be federal judges. You know, some of them played music, some of them did other things, but I don't know about the federal judge club. I'm guessing the combination, the intersection of defensive tackles with federal judges, probably very small, like one. I'm thinking that might be one, and that would be Mr. Page. All right, Nick and Anderson wants to talk about Arch Manning. We'll do that more. We'll take a quick look at this. I have some other things I want to get to, including another insane thought or two. But I'm still perplexed, Will, because again, if you had ever told me before the year that on August 7th the Pittsburgh Pirates would be two games ahead of the Atlanta Braves, I would have said you're blank and crazy. You are some sort of drunk or you have some sort of issue. There'd been no chance of that. John Hyde needs to enjoy that, just that factor alone, because next year, you know, the Braves will be their normal 30 games ahead of the Pirates.
He had said if you told him in the beginning of the season that this would happen, that they'd be 2.5 games ahead, he'd be like, wow, we're going to the playoffs
right,
this year.
Right, right. That's what you would have thought. You would have thought that Pittsburgh ramped it up in a division that is sometimes suspect. That's what you would have thought. You would have never imagined the Braves would be where they are. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. And yet somehow that's where we find ourselves on August 7th. And it's getting worse. And oh, by the way, my Mets suck too. and they're actually better than the Braves, but they're playing like the Braves right now, so it doesn't matter. I mean, the Mets won seven in a row, then lost. They've lost like seven of eight, eight of nine. They just got swept at home. The Braves just got swept at home. I mean, you look at these two teams over the last 20 combined games. Oh my God, just awful. Probably over the last 20 games, probably the two worst teams in baseball. Nick and Anderson, I'm coming to you, Nick, on the other side. Don't move. You're up first. Quick break.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Beat the summer heat with Tiger Sports Shop. From the practice field to the poolside, we've got you covered. Find breezy styles and cool comfort in Lululemon and Nike performance gear. Need a little extra shade? Check out the season's hottest hats. They're the ultimate summer must-have. And remember, Tiger fans, football season is on the horizon. Get your gear today and be game day ready. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop. Everything Clemson, every season.
Coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on August 15th, it's Sweet Baby James, America's number one James Taylor tribute, featuring Nashville's own Bill Grisa. No wigs, no gimmicks, just Grisa's stunning vocals and guitar playing that fans call spot on, the next best thing to James, and a refreshingly authentic stage presence. Sing along to classics like Fire and Rain, You've Got a Friend, and How Sweet It Is, in a night honoring one of music's most beloved icons. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPack.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside Nutique Boutique on Pendleton Square.
Do you love Takis Fuego chips? Well, you've never had them like this. If you never tried them, now's your chance. Wendy's new Takis Fuego meal is here with crushed Takis Fuego chips on a spicy chicken sandwich with chili lime sauce and a creamy corn spread, plus a small Fuego fries inspired by Takis Fuego chips and a bag of Takis Fuego chips while supplies last and a small drink available till midnight or later. Visit your local Upstate Wendy's to give it a try today.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
What's going on, everybody? Faxon Childress here from Fax on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Haidt from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, for this Friday's edition of the program. Excited to preview the weekend in the sports world. We'll be talking more NFL preseason and offseason. We'll be talking more college football, getting you primed and ready for the upcoming college football season with just 23 days until kickoff in Death Valley between the Tigers and the Tigers. You won't want to miss any of the content we have for you on the Friday edition of the program. And as always, phone lines and Adam's Go Roofing text line open at 654-ROAR. See you soon, everybody.
Want to get 30% stronger in just 8 weeks? Then GNC Ant Waybolic is your protein. From America's number one protein powder brand for building strength, Ant Waybolic delivers ultra-pure, fast-digesting whey protein packed with 6.2 grams of leucine for faster gains in muscle growth and recovery. If you want more out of every workout, then settle for nothing less than a premium formula that's third-party tested for over 285 banned substances and proven to get you stronger, faster. Go to your local GNC for Waybolic and get ready for gains.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. During the break, Will and I were actually discussing the possibility, however remote it still may be, that the Braves could lose 100 games. That's just insane. I mean, it's just absolutely insane to think about. But, you know, they could go further into the tank. They could actually play worse. I mean, you've got a lame duck manager that everyone knows is going to be ousted at the end of the year. You may be sitting down star players, which is what I would do at this point. You know, you could be full-fledged semi-tank now. I mean, it's just the whole thing is absolutely incredible to think about. It's just, you know, again, this team suffered so many injuries, and then they just didn't play well. And Brian Snicker was a huge part of the problem, too. I mean, this team needed a massive boot in the A all year, and you know, Brian Snicker just wasn't interested. I mean, you know, there's video after video of him just yawning in the dugout. I mean, he come out on the field and challenge calls. I mean, Braves are getting screwed at times. He just sits in the dugout, you know, just didn't care. Lame duck. Nick and Anderson on Arch Manning. Nick, how are you, Art? How are you, Nick? Good to have you.
doing well. First thing I just wanted to say is about Arch Manning, do you think they're putting so much pressure and they put so much pressure on him to where anything he does, he's still going to fail in Texas fans' eyes or college football fans' eyes? Whether he wins a Heisman or wins two national championships, it doesn't matter. He should be winning more because he's a Manning.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of pressure on him. But, look, if anybody is suited to that task, I think it's probably him. I mean, he comes from the greatest quarterback gene pool in the history of the sport. Obviously, he's been well-trained by some of the greatest minds in the history of the sport. He's had a chance to sit there and learn a lot. And had plenty of time to do that and absorb. So, look, he should be ready to play. He really should. I mean, I expect him to play well. Do I expect him to win the Heisman Trophy? No, as I've said. But I expect him to play well. I would be sort of shocked if he did not play well.
As far as the Alabama linemen, the problem is when your softball pitcher or your softball team is bigger than your offensive lineman, you might have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, you might bigger than your starting center. Yeah, you're right. Alabama's probably not had too many 290-pound centers in the last 20 years of football.
I doubt it. You have a nice day.
Thank you, Nick. And yet, you know, he's on the list. We're gonna get to that. We're gonna talk all college football all day today. That's gonna be the focus. I thought we might mix in. You know what? I just lied because I am gonna mix in a little bit of NFL, and let's do that first. And this reverts back to, let me see if I can find it. I've got a bunch of tweets about this because I joined a conversation in which I think it was Old Time Hardball who posted it. I believe it was. Yes. It was. Old Time Hardball posted this. It's a picture of Terry Bradshaw, and it said, "They don't consider me an elite quarterback. I won 4 Super Bowls in 6 years, twice back-to-back, no radio in my helmet. I called my own plays. No rules protecting me or my receivers." That's what Terry Bradshaw said. You know, this is what I said in response to that. I said he was also the quarterback for the most talented teams in NFL history. Bradshaw was beaten out by Jefferson Street, Joe Gilliam at one point, and Terry's regular season numbers weren't even great for his time period. He did play his best in bigger games. He's a tough evaluation on the all-time list. Of course, you know, you got some Pittsburgh Steelers fans who this upset. You know, it's like I said something bad about their team. You know, now none of them can make a coherent argument, and every time I answered one of them, they didn't want to play anymore, which is not surprising. But you know, this is a response that I hadn't seen before, okay? He said he was being out only because Chuck Noll was sending Bradshaw a message. That wasn't true. You're wrong. First of all, you're wrong. Bradshaw was playing terrible football, and Gilliam had a really live arm, and he looked better throwing the ball at the time. So the first sentence that you posted was false. He then said, Terry's regular season numbers were pedestrian because in his era, before 78, the rules of the game heavily favored the defense and running games. I know why they were pedestrian. You didn't read. You know, look, reading is fundamental, all right? Read before you respond. I included that in my post, all right? What I said was his numbers weren't even great for his own time period. Since that was included. All right. In 78, when the NFL instituted the illegal contact, Mel Blount rule, Terry Bradshaw won league MVP and Super Bowl MVP in the game year 78. The Blonde Bomber, because he threw downfield, not dink and dunk, then went on to win his 4th Super Bowl and 2nd Super Bowl MVP. His arm strength was top 3 all time, maybe number 1. His ability to win big games is unmatched. Okay, honestly, you went from dumb to dumber. Everything you said at the end is actually patently ridiculous. To suggest that Terry Bradshaw had one of the 3 greatest arms of all time is utterly laughable. It's utterly laughable. It actually shows a level of incompetence that you should not write anybody about football, all right? Because that's just nuts. All right, so, you know, it's funny, Will, because this person and a couple others acted like I insulted the Pittsburgh Steelers or Terry Bradshaw. You know, when the reality is there were other Pittsburgh fans who fully understood what I'm saying. Look, here's a little reality check for you. I actually said, Will, you had the greatest team of all time. You know, those teams were the greatest teams of all time. That's actually a compliment. I know you're too dumb to understand that, but that's actually a compliment. And I'm complimenting your team and your players. But the reality is, count them off, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Terry Bradshaw, probably at best, was the 10th, 11th, 12th best player on his own team. It's not even close. All right? You had a team that offensively had guys like Mike Webster and Lynn Swann and John Stallworth and Franco Harris. And defensively had guys like Joe Green and Jack Ham and Jack Lambert and Mel Blount and Donnie Shell and on and on and on. Elsie Greenwood. Terry Bradshaw, at best, was the 10th, 11th, 12th best player on his own team. There's nobody with any common sense would actually argue that.
He might have been the 12th best offensive player on some of those teams.
Yeah, he just wasn't special. I'm sorry, he just wasn't. That's the dilemma in his historical ranking. You know, and somebody mentioned, what, wouldn't you say the same Bar Starr? Why doesn't he get credit? I said, he does. No one talks about Bar Starr as a top 10 quarterback of all time. Nobody. Nobody. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. But actually, Bart Starr was better than Bradshaw. Bart Starr was a better leader than Bradshaw. Look, I don't dislike Terry Bradshaw, but the harsh reality, I'm sorry to alert you to this, Pittsburgh fans, but there are probably 1,000 dudes throughout the history of the National Football League who could have quarterbacked the Pittsburgh Steelers to Super Bowls in those years. Just every quarterback who ever played would love to have quarterbacked those teams. Those were the greatest teams of all time. Again, hear what I'm saying. This is not a condemnation. This is a celebration of your team's greatness. If the whole team was Hall of Famers. I've said many times, the greatest team ever assembled for X amount of years. They were awesome. They should, most of them should be in the Hall of Fame. But the reality is, there are a whole bunch of guys who could have won 4 Super Bowls with that football team. They stockpiled talent. They had more talent than everybody else. They were invincible. The defense, well, I mean, not only was it named the Steel Curtain, they were a Steel Curtain. And Terry Bradshaw was not among the chief reasons why. If you think for one second that if you had transplanted Ben Roethlisberger back in time and you had made him the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that dude wouldn't have won at least 4 Super Bowls, you're dumb. Because Ben Roethlisberger better than Terry Bradshaw. Way better. Way, way better. Much better player. Much better thrower. All of that. All of that.
Just as smart, though.
Well, yeah, that's probably the best argument. You know, again, Hollywood Henderson said Terry Bradshaw couldn't spell cat if you spot him the C and the T. And, you know, and I don't want to sound like I hate Terry Bradshaw. It's just the issue is, there's nobody on earth other than apparently a few dumb Pittsburgh Steelers fans who think that Terry Bradshaw is a top 10 quarterback of all time, because he's not. You know, we just did this with running backs the other day because we were asked to do it with running backs. Terry Bradshaw is nowhere near top 10 quarterbacks of all time. He just isn't. And look, I'm somebody who knows the whole history of the game, and I understand the time distinctions in the game and the differences in the way the game was played. I'm fully cognizant of that. And I award guys who played in the past who deserved it, even though their numbers don't warrant today's game. Because, again, today's game is a lot of fluff. That's what it's been for much of the last 15 years or so. But there's a salary cap, and you can't build teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, people have asked me, how would Brady and, you know, some of those teams have fared against teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, the answer is, I mean, Brady led teams to win Super Bowls, had no business winning Super Bowls in a salary cap era. The whole system was designed to prevent what Brady did. But team-wise, Brady's team sucked compared to the Pittsburgh Steelers and the DeBartolo 49ers. Sucked. I mean, just couldn't match up talent-wise at all. The Steelers physically were the most dominant professional football team of all time. And they had Hall of Fame-type players almost everywhere. I mean, if you ask me, like, my all-time top 22, I have at least 3 Steelers out of 22, at least 3. And maybe more. You want to take a shot, Will?
This is not gonna end well for me. I know you're not gonna put Franco Harris in your all top 22 for sure. I'm not even gonna try.
All right. Joe Green, in my opinion, is the greatest defensive tackle who ever lived. He's DT1. DT2 is Merlin Olsen. Who was one of the only people on earth who could actually sell flowers and get away with it. You know, and because, you know, he was as soft-spoken and gentle as can be, but he could also kill you. There's that. Mel Blount, who I think is the greatest corner who ever lived, especially when you incorporate all elements of cornerback play, including physicality and size and all that. I think Mel Blount is my CB1 all-time. And Jack Ham would be my starting outside linebacker on my all-time team, opposite Lawrence Taylor. So that's at least three of 22.
That's four. Oh, DT2, sorry.
Right.
Gotcha.
So that's three guys out of my top 22 of all time. And I'd have to consider Mike Webster at center. He would be legitimately in the conversation at center. Now, some might say, well, you know, steroids, whatever. Whatever, okay? That's the way the game worked. You can make a really strong case for Webster. If you include Webster, that's four of 22. All right? So no other franchise is going to be close to that. That's how dominant Pittsburgh was in that period. And those guys all played with Terry Bradshaw. And the reality is that they carried him more than he carried them. That's just the truth of the matter. And that's why, you know, whenever anybody, even people who are uninformed, talk about the greatest quarterbacks of all time, nobody talks about Terry Bradshaw, despite four Super Bowls. You know, that's just the truth of it. Again, he's not the greatest Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback of all time. That's actually Unitas, but they let him go. The greatest Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback of all time is Ben Roethlisberger. And I don't think it's particularly close. Walt Tip to the Road Range. Quick break. We'll be back.
Combine a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with a toasted bun that's great on the go, and you get Bo's Bird Dog. Grab two for $5 for a limited time only. It's Bo time.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com. That's scscu.com. And apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
I got my orange tiger gear. I got my parking pass. Wait, the mattress from home? No go. I need real sleep before game day.
At Engineered Sleep, they have you covered. Whether you're headed to the dorms, your first apartment, or that off-campus house with five roommates, we've got the perfect mattress to crush 8 a.m. classes and recover from late nights in Death Valley. Parents, don't send them back with that lumpy old mattress. Stop by Engineered Sleep in Greenville or shop online at engineeredsleep.com. Back-to-school savings are going on now. Go Tigers!
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plowler here. We would love for you to join us Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plowler Show right here on The Roar. Don't miss it. Scott Reimer is going to talk some Clemson football history with us. We'll get with Josh Williams. He'll have a couple more win-loss records for some college football teams. We'll get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report and ESPN play-by-play voice. The big dog, Roy Philpott, will join us talking an awful lot of college football and getting ready for the sports weekend Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plowler Show right here on The Roar.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. I'm joined by producer Will. Will's final day this week. I think tomorrow, I believe, is Sam's turn. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery, now located at 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, right behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Look, do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick will help you get what you deserve. His office is, as I said, in Clemson at 1011 Tiger Boulevard behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. Look, DUI can change your whole life. It can be devastating. It doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your bacon and your interests and your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, been injured in any sort of accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call, completely free. You've been through enough. Go get some help. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's vital to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will make sure you find justice. And parenting is hard. It's even harder when your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680. Free. Or visit online, Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, NickLavery.com. I promise you will 100% thank me later. Yeah, I get a bunch of texts on this, and people are 100% right. People are asking, underrated, how about Warren Moon? Yeah, look, Warren Moon threw for 50,000 career yards in multiple leagues, and the reality is that the NFL blocked Warren Moon from playing in the National Football League for the first 6 years of his career. And had he played those 6 years, there's no telling where he would be in terms of all time, because he was truly great. You know, he had to go play, he had to go lead the Edmonton Eskimos to championships in up north, as opposed to playing in this league because of the time that was. So, yeah. Jeff said, is Bradshaw even a top 20 quarterback of all time? See, this is the real question. He's somewhere right around there. That's where he is. And I don't know why that would bother Steeler fans unless you're dumb. I mean, again, you know, we're talking about just the greatness of that team. Look, this isn't hard, right? When you're asking who is the best player on the New England Patriots when they're winning Super Bowls, Tom Brady. If you're asking who was the best player in the 49ers when they were winning Super Bowls, probably Montana, although you can make an argument for Rice or Lott. But they were a team that stockpiled talent, too. That's what DeBartolo did. So they stockpiled talent, too. So that may not be the best example. But the point is, on any of these great teams, with rare exception, mostly the quarterback is the best player. On the Pittsburgh Steelers, when they were winning Super Bowls, again, he's like number 12 on a 22-man team. All right? And so, again, yes, he won Super Bowls, which is normally the characteristic that we look for in guys that win. Yes, he did. But in a real sense, he got carried to those Super Bowls because his team was just invincibly better than everybody else. They just were. They always were. Again, when anybody asks me who's the greatest team of all time, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, pick any of those years. They were the greatest team of all time. Their greatest team ever played. They were absolutely loaded. They basically had Hall of Famers everywhere. Rudy, how are you, Rudy?
Deptula, how you doing, my
good,
friend?
Good, Rudy. Good to have you.
I'm going to tell you what, Deptula. Underdog, if you can get at I've been able to get Paige Beckers at 14.5.
Yeah.
I've been racking up, Walt.
I bet you have. I mean, every single night she's over 20.
She's like 20, 22, yep. 25. I'm thinking great. And Cardoso's been good to me as far as the rebound.
Rebounding, yeah. Cardoso's a rebounding fool. And I mean that in complimentary sense. Yep.
Yeah. But Paige Beckers, that is like taking candy from a baby.
It's true.
Well, I got a question for you, but I was looking at Underdog as far as the season totals. Lenore Sellers is 2650 yards for the season and 20.5 TDs. What do you think?
Well, I already took that at 19.5 when I saw it on Underdog.
Okay.
But
I would take it
at 20.5 too. I just think, you know, he's going to throw for more touchdown passes. I don't know what everybody thinks. They think he's just a runner. Is that what they think? That's wrong. I mean, I think he'll shatter that.
I mean, and plus you've got another year with Nick Harbor.
Yeah, exactly right. I think he'll shatter that mark. I mean, I think he'll go way over that mark.
Okay, well, another one I looked at, and I thought it was just a silly number, was Cade Klubnik is at 32.99 and 28.5 TDs.
Yeah, I played him as part of that same play. I took the TD number. I took the 28.5.
He threw for what, 36 last
36
year?
Under, yep, 36 plus.
So I don't know what these people are thinking. Are they planning on him getting the offensive line just not showing up?
No, but the one thing, Rudy, that sort of gets incorporated into all those season-long numbers that you can't forget about is that
him being taken out of games.
No, they're actually the consideration of injury that's why those numbers are lower than you would think they are. You know, because the quarterback, if he gets a high ankle sprain and misses three games, then he probably doesn't get to the number.
Okay, and yeah, so I got you.
That's why. Because again, you just look at them on the surface, and a lot of these numbers look really low. But that season
it looked too easy.
Yeah. That's right. It does. It does look too easy, and then dudes get injured, and that's how you don't reach the numbers.
So it's just, you know, betting is it is what it is. You have to take your chances, right?
Yep.
So.
Yep. Exactly right.
Well, I got these SEC homers at work, right?
Yeah.
So we had a pool, right? So we developed a little pool, and we had to put in a little penny or two, right?
A little coin or two,
right? So they put the top five in the SEC, finishing wise, right?
Uh-huh.
So, okay, let me give you my top five and see what you think. Well,
okay.
I did Oklahoma.
Okay.
South Carolina.
So you have Oklahoma one?
Yes.
All right.
South Carolina.
Okay.
Georgia.
Okay.
Texas. And hopefully DJ Lagway is healthy, and I took Florida. What do you think?
I think that league is going to be way more competitive than people understand. And I think Oklahoma is going to be way – the coaches didn't even rank them.
I like Mateer.
I love Mateer, and I love Oklahoma's defense this year. I think their pass rush is going to be insane. So I'm really high on Oklahoma. I have them 10th in the country, which I think is higher than anybody else has them. But But yeah, I actually wrote on Twitter the other day that that I will not be surprised if Oklahoma beats Texas, and I've said that on the show. I mean, I think that game is going to be a war. I think the world thinks Texas is going to blow out Oklahoma. That's not happening.
Yeah, because everybody's looking at Arch Manning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
And do you think he's better than Mateer, or just by name?
I think that long-term, Rudy, he's a better pro prospect than Mateer. But if you ask me who's the better college quarterback today, I think it's Mateer.
Yeah, there's a big difference here on that.
There is. Yep.
If I want to get lucky and cash in on that pool, Walt, I know how you like Carson, so maybe I'll have to bring you a steak or one of them catfish sandwiches, right?
There you go, Rudy. Thank you so much, Rudy.
Hey, thank you, Walt. See you, buddy.
And Rudy, you know, Rudy is a really kind soul. We appreciate Rudy very much. Good friend. Lots to get to. You can get in. Texas said, are we talking about the same Terry Bradshaw that couldn't even beat out the Duck Dynasty guy for the starting job in college? We actually are. Yes, we are talking about that same Terry Bradshaw. So in other words, you make the suggestion that the Duck Dynasty guy, Phil Robertson, could have led the Pittsburgh Steelers to 4 Super Bowls as well. And you might be right. See, that's the real problem. That's the real problem with Bradshaw. That's all I said. I said, you know, at the end of what I said, and I complimented Pittsburgh and how great those teams were, I said, this is why Bradshaw is a tough guy to figure out from a placement standpoint historically. But, you know, and I know these texts keep coming in. Texas said, did Roethlisberger have a better career than Bradshaw, not mentioning Super Bowls? Oh, way better. I mean, way, 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 way better. But again, different era, different game. The game was played in a different way. So you can't always compare that. But look, Bradshaw's regular season numbers, even for that era, were not impressive. He wasn't a really impressive regular season quarterback. Again, he got benched multiple times. And it wasn't just motivation, like that one Pittsburgh Steelers fan said. They said Bradshaw was the Steelers' Trent Dilfer. LOL. Now, look, I'm not going that far. But you know, and again, he did play better in the bigger games. I give him credit for that. But some of that was chucking it as far as he could and watching Lynn Swann do insane things to catch it. You know, some of it was that. Look, on the NFL quarterback front, historic front, this is where it starts, okay? It starts with Brady. He's at 1, all right? That's like the given, all right? Guy went to 10 Super Bowls. 10. Okay? He won 7 of them in an era where every game was decided by 1, all right? And, you know, it's funny because you'll get some dumb people, Will, who will try and argue, well, but Montana went 4-4. Yeah. Do you understand what that actually means? It means that he got eliminated earlier in the playoffs in those other times. That's what it means. It means, see, when Brady got to 10, Montana didn't get to 10. He got bounced earlier in the playoffs. So the 4-4 thing is completely misleading. Right, because he lost in earlier rounds of the playoffs where Brady didn't. So, you know, that's the distinction. And I'm sorry, 10 is way better than 4, okay? And so Brady has won to his autogram. All you need to do is look up the history. I mean, astonishingly, autogram still holds passing records. He played in a period where passing wasn't a thing. He still holds passing. He still holds yards per attempt records in the National Football League. And you can make a case, even against Brady, that Graham's actually the greatest winner of all time. So, Otto Graham is 2. And, oh, by the way, Otto Graham was a great athlete, too. He wasn't just a great thrower at the time. He was a great runner. He doubled as both. And he's one of the greatest leaders the game has ever seen. It's just, you know, further we go from that, he's forgotten. 3 and 4 for me are always the same two guys. Like Sanders and Walter Payton in the running back list, I sometimes flip-flop them. But it's Unitas Montana. Unitas Montana, the exact same guy, different eras, exact same guy. Same arm strength, which was limited. Same ability to see the field, same leadership, same everything. I give Unitas a slight edge for 2 reasons. 1, he came first. 2, He threw touchdown passes in 47 straight games when that just wasn't happening. And that record stood until Drew Brees and Tom Brady broke it, which is insane. So Unitas slightly over Montana. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions. Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to see.